This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former U.S. President Donald Trump arrived in Florida Monday ahead of a history-making federal court appearance later Tuesday on dozens of federal charges, accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents and thwarting the Justice Department's efforts to get the records back. Trump's appearance in Miami will mark his second time facing a judge on criminal charges since April, when he was arraigned in New York. Associated Press correspondent Eric Tucker reports Donald Trump is encouraging supporters to show up in Miami.
He has encouraged protests, says he wants them to be peaceful, but he is actively trying to encourage his supporters and his backers to be present with him, to stand in solidarity. He was lamenting that they weren't as visible during his first appearance in New York. And so that is a dynamic that is going to concern law enforcement, and it's going to be something to really watch in terms of what level of supporters show up, to what extent is there going to be violence.
Three people have been found dead in the British city of Nottingham, while three others were hit and injured by a van in linked early morning incidents. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nottinghamshire police say a 31-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder, with Chief Constable Kate Maynell telling the media, "This is an horrific and tragic incident that's claimed the lives of three people." Maynell adds, two people were found dead in one street just after 4 a.m. and a third in a different street, while the three injured people are being treated in a hospital. There's been no immediate word on their condition. The police have not given any indication of a possible motive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine officials said Tuesday a Russian missile attack on Kryvyi Rih in central Ukraine killed at least 10 people and injured 28 others. The governor of Dnipropetrovsk region, Sergei Lysak, said Russia destroyed a five-story residential building in the attack and that rescuers were searching through the rubble. This is VOA News. The United Nations has secured an insurance coverage to start a ship-to-ship transfer of 1.1 million barrels of crude oil from a rusting tanker moored off the coast of war-torn Yemen, oil that could cause a major environmental disaster. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The United Nations Development Program described the insurance as a pivotal milestone in a years-long effort to evacuate the cargo of the FSO Safer, which is a risk of rupture or exploding. The UNDP has been trying to start a salvage operation to avert what it says could amount to one of the world's largest man-made disasters in history. It secured tens of millions of dollars in pledges for the operation, which started late in May with experts pumping inert gas to remove atmospheric oxygen from the oil chambers of the vessel. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Nine people are injured, three critically, following a celebration of the Denver Nuggets' first National Basketball Association title win. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Police in Denver say the shooting happened early Tuesday in an area where basketball fans had been celebrating, and a suspect has been taken into custody. Police say they're not sure what led up to the incident that resulted in shots being fired. They say the shooting happened where the largest group of people celebrating had gathered following the Denver Nuggets' first NBA title win, but that a small crowd was in the area at the time of the shooting. Police say they are interviewing witnesses. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. President Joe Biden is set to meet outgoing NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House Tuesday as jockeying to secure Stoltenberg's successor intensifies. The meeting was originally set for Monday but was postponed after Biden underwent a root canal procedure. While the White House says the official agenda for the meeting is to discuss the alliance's upcoming July summit in Vilnius, Lithuania, the issue of who will be next at NATO's helm during this difficult period in its 74-year history will no doubt be front and center as the alliance faces Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. Stoltenberg, a former Norwegian prime minister, is the longest-running NATO chief in a generation and has had his tenure extended three times since taking the job in 2014. In February, his spokesperson said he will leave office when his current term ends in October. Pakistan's army and civil authorities are planning to evacuate 80,000 people to safety along the country's southern coasts, and thousands in neighboring India have sought shelter ahead of Cyclone Biparjoy. It's forecast to slam ashore in the densely populated region Thursday. The cyclone is likely the most powerful to hit western India and Pakistan since 2021. For information on this story and all the stories we're covering, go to our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.